What would you say is the best benefit for health that you've got from the internal push hands? And Art, you're up first.
Okay, well, I would say the best benefit I've got is the better health I feel from working on just the relaxation in my body to always, that's the stress so much along with a lot of the other factors, of course, but I find as I become more relaxed and as I think about becoming more relaxed, I just generally get better, the energy flows better and I feel the energy flowing better, and that helps me relax. And even though it didn't keep me from getting a cold for the most part, I feel generally better and healthier from that.
Cool. Yeah, the tension and stress in the body when you get sick, that's the first thing it really grabs a hold of and wants to be, and where you feel it the most and where it really will, yeah, where you get the more, and with the less of that that you're able to have in there, it's that much harder for you to get sick in the first place. And then when you do, it has a lot less ability to get you, to hurt you, to harm you, to hurt you would be the right word, hurting you like that, because it doesn't, you're not giving it a place to grab a hold of and to aggravate and to stimulate and all those things. So, yeah. Jim?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, and Art mentioned it, as you, some of you guys know, I've gone back to school for that degree in psychology and taking social psychology. And it's amazing all of the studies and all of the research that's gone into, you know, proving that stress, has so many negative effects on the body and the psyche. And, you know, so yes, with the, you know, that's got to be the number one thing for me. And, you know, we generate so much stress in our own lives that something like the Tai Chi and, you know, the clear push hands, it's amazing how it alleviates so much of that. And, you know, like Craig said before, you know, you see you're in an adversarial position, you know, playing with somebody else and you're laughing, you're reducing stress, you're learning how to relax your own body, and you know, there's so many facets to it. It's an amazing thing. So, you know, that's got to be one of the top things for me.
Cool. Yeah. Matt?
Yeah, I think I have to echo what you said earlier, Sifu, is that especially recently, I've been noticing that as everyone else gets sick around me, either I don't get it at all, despite the fact that I should, because we play push hands and I have hands on with a lot of these people pretty regularly, in pretty close contact, but I'm not getting what everybody else is getting, or I'm getting it so mildly that like I don't even realize that I've got it until everybody else says like, oh, you know, everybody is calling out sick and they're, you know, they're not in class. And it was, oh, I had this crazy stomach bug. And it was, yeah, one night I did have a little bit of, diarrhea or something, but you know, it just didn't bug me the way that it bugged everybody else where they were like out sick for days. And this has been going on more and more and more, as I go through the training, I've been noticing this more and more and more. And then like just recently we've had a wave of crazy illnesses come through.
Well, it's that time of year. So a lot of people are sick right now.
But not me. I've got a little bit, but.
I was going to say, you've been here for how many years now? Four?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been here for 4 years. And when he first came, he saw the first time that, you know, the time of year came, everybody's sick, all the different flus and colds and stuff. And he saw me not get sick at all. And he was like, okay, what's going on with that? And I'm like, well, here, keep doing the training. And this is how you do the training. And I started trying to codify, which we did put out a video. That's a couple DVDs. Is it two DVDs?
I think it I think we got it all on one.
On one?
But okay. I could be mistaken about that.
Yeah. Anyways,
it was a longer thing.
On how to use Tai Chi for boosting the immune system and not getting sick and all that kind of stuff. And so I started putting that together because I would see him get like deathly ill along with everybody else. And I'm like, you're doing the training, right? And he would see me just continually. Everybody else, I remember I'm a diabetic type 1, which means I've got a compromised, some compromised things, especially regarding like immune system and all of that. And I'm 55, so I'm like almost 15 years older than Matt. And most of the other folks in the office and all that kind of thing. So we see in the young and stronger people in my family, if they got sick and got something, and either I wouldn't get it at all, or it would be so mild as that I might as well, for practical purposes in terms of doing things and going about daily activities, not having it. And after he was here for about 2 years or so, I started going, you're still getting, you know, sickness went through, you're still getting sick. And it just took a little while for that part of the training to kick in, but now I've seen it too with you in the last 6 months to a year, it really has. And he's not getting sick in that way, where either he doesn't get it at all. Or when you do get it, it's so mild compared to what other people are reporting and saying and experiencing that, it's like, ooh, I'm glad I'm not getting the things they're talking about, like that. So yeah. And so it's taken about 4 years to get 3 years and some to get you there. But then it does, anybody doing this longer term, it kicks on and you'll have that going on as long as you're doing the training and really following it.
Yeah. Well, and it did help that you codified it, because then, you know, with my students, a number of them needed that. And so that's kind of what we've been doing, is this stuff for that training. And so it makes sense that it would kick on now. But you know, and that it would be like as lasting as it has been for like the last year or so. But yeah, the fact that you put that specifically into a course where it's like really like this is a bunch of stuff that Tai Chi does for boosting the immune system has been really helpful for that, because otherwise, you know, it would have been very scattershot without understanding. And you know, as we always say, if you don't understand how it's supposed to work, it probably isn't gonna. So,
yep. And then you can find that on cleartaichi.com, and it's in our DVD listings?
Yeah, it's in there. Yep.
Yep. Cool. Jim, you spoke to this already. Daniel?
I'll first of all, just to give confirmation, I took the course when we were at Harry's, when you did a day workshop on Tai Chi boosting the immune system. And right now, almost everyone I work with is coming down with the flu. And over Thanksgiving, both my family and my wife's side of the family are all sick. And I'm good. I'm like perfectly fine. As far as Tai Chi, for me, I think the best thing that I've noticed as far as skill for health is just Ting, just for my own body sensitivity. I know when I need food. I know when I need to drink water. I know when I need to take a sleep. And it might sound really silly, but there's a lot of people that are running around here severely dehydrated, and they don't ever think, hey, maybe I should drink some water. Or,
yeah. Well, they don't even know they're dehydrated. You don't, right. If you ever want to find out if you're dehydrated, take a thing of water, you know, this one or like one of the bigger bottles you can carry, and make yourself take a drink. You know, every so often, anytime you even if sitting there and you go, hey, I could take a drink of water right now and do that. Or if you start feeling a little bit thirsty. And if you do that for 3 days in a row, on the fourth day, try not to be drinking water. And your body will be screaming. It'll be like, what's wrong with me? And it's not that something's wrong with you. It's that literally your body was in that kind of a dehydrated state the whole time before that, every day. You just didn't know it because you had starved it so much that became normal for you. And you didn't realize how thirsty you actually, how much water your body actually needed. And when you do this for about 3 days straight, the reason that you start getting that signal like that is because your body's going, hey, don't stop that thing we're doing. And you begin to notice. And this is true, like you say, on sleeping and eating and other things too. And it's, you know, it's the difference between fuel and rest and all of that, and not having that, and we can still function without that, but it's at such a low percentage, and much, and you would think, oh, well, it's off a little bit. It's really off a lot. It just feels like a little bit because you don't have something to measure it against.
And yeah, so right. Well, and to take it a step further, it also helps you make good decisions, because if you're more sensitive to how things affect your physical body, your mind, and your emotions, even the foods you eat and stuff, sometimes you're like, I really don't need that right now. That's, you know, with what my body is dealing with, I need this kind of meat, or I need some more fresh something or whatever. And so just being able to govern my day-to-day life, I think, is a massive part of just healthy living. So,
yeah. Yeah, cool. The other thing is, if you eat some good stuff, healthy stuff, and some junk, if you have too much, once you've done this for a little bit, if you start getting, your body will start telling you, I need this healthy stuff. And you might not know what that is, but if you're able to pay attention to it and that kind of thing, and you'll find that even if you're like a person who's going, I'm not so big on salad, for example, you'll find that, or vegetables, this kind of a thing, that your body will start craving that stuff and telling you, hey, that is got the fuel that I need. And you'll be like, you know, I'm having this craving for salad or green beans or whatever that you normally wouldn't have. And you'll be like, that is really odd. I've never craved that before in my life. I always wanted, you know, the Twinkie and you'll know that you'll be able to feel that difference in you, and where it'll help you to have a healthier lifestyle because of it. So Daniel, that was it. And then Harry.
There's not a whole much more to add between everything else that's been said, but what I specifically like is how in this is a Ting thing, how it allows you to recognize areas of your body you may not have known otherwise were tight or stagnant, and not only just from a physically tight standpoint, but also with breath. You may not realize that you have no breath circulating through your whole body in the way we look at whole body breathing. Mm-hmm. And many people that I find,
the breath is really shallow, and you're getting some breath into your system. But again, it's so minute compared to what could be going on.
Yes. And also how it loosens up your joints. For example, if you got the breath going through the knees, one of my students, it's like, it feels windy down there now when I got mine down there. But it felt good in a good way. And so this internal push hands practice really helps you pay attention to those things so that you can try that much better to have it going on 24/7.
Cool. Yeah. Greg?
Yeah, I would echo the Ting. And there's often sometimes I'll be playing with, there's one guy actually who really loves to dig his fingers in and all that kind of stuff. And I'll be playing with him and I'll just be like, come back to that. Like, I really want to get the rib cage moving, or I really want to feel this out. And so in that sense of like, sometimes it's hard to feel certain things inside, just that magnification or moving around an incoming force or energy can be helpful.
All right. So I've got here, build your internal muscles and your fascia and all that. When you're first doing it, at least, and you're getting those alignments and you're getting how that proper alignment of force, that proper mobilization of force in your body, both for receiving and for putting out force and all of that, it actually is building and changing your musculature and your internal structure and the fascia. And I'm not talking about the fascia, the thin layer that's on the surface right underneath the skin. I'm talking about your fascia that's between the muscles, between the organs and its connective tissue around the different muscle groups, certainly in the torso and internally and all of that. And so it really helps to build and strengthen that stuff in very productive ways. It corrects your alignment. It helps correct your sung and make it much more relaxed and that much more connected, right? And then helps you to learn how to aim your mind, feel inside. And normally we're thinking about that in a martial term, but also it helps you to learn then how to feel, use that same skill set, but to feel inside yourself. And then if you're starting to get sick or whatever, you pick up on that so much faster And then you're able to take, like, I can tell when something's starting to try to get a hold of me, and oh, I better make sure I get the extra hydration. I better make sure I get the extra rest. I better make sure I, you know, if I've got enough of a signal going on that if I'm going to have to, if I'm going to take like zinc or something, and I don't do it as much as I would like to do it, I need to really have some on hand and do it more often. Although I don't get sick a whole lot, even as it is, the, and I'm talking about when everybody else is getting ill, the, but that first little bitty twinge of it, and it's like, okay, and then take the zinc right then, in order to help to get the boost, and I just get that signal so early that as long as I'm intelligently pay attention to it, it makes a giant difference in terms of what goes on. It also learn how to aim your mind to feel inside, do that healing work for yourself, strength and endurance, you know, by playing, even with the softness and being, as those of you who practice the double weighted error, done that training and really work on that training, though, when you first do it, it seems like, oh, this is actually better. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. And then about 3 to 5 minutes later, it's like, oh my God, this is work. It's like, it's harder to not, it's much easier to make the double weighted error and to be able to rest body parts than to really be properly, truly not making the double weighted error anywhere. And so when you're doing that and you're doing it for some time, then your strength and your endurance overall, both energetic on the energy side, and then even truly just basically on the physical side, all of that really starts to noticeably enhance and increase. And your endurance along with that. And so these are all lending themselves to health and all that kind of stuff.
And see, so then, many push hands meetups run 2 hours. So yeah. That's a long time to be standing there doing that. And regularly you are definitely building.
Yeah. Yep. And then the one you guys just said, the ting to hydrate and eat better and better fighting off of sickness and all of that. Definitely. And then the learning to aim your mind, by the way, to feel inside and do healing work. If you can feel something coming on, you do have the strength of mind to most of the time to fight something off, and being aware of it or your ting picking it up, then you get it that much earlier when it's that much smaller. And so it's that much faster and easier and all that stuff. Did I miss any of you, by the way? Did I get everybody there on that last round? Before I said that, I meant to ask you that and forgot. Okay, we've only got a little bit more here and we're done. So for today, using internal push hands to correct your Tai Chi, how to know if your Tai Chi is correct or not and fix it. You know, there's that immediate feedback and reinforcement on an ongoing basis. And this is one that Harry in particular does a lot with seniors, where he's really helping them make their Tai Chi correct. And I know a number of the other ones of you now are starting to really do that too, where it's not push hands like shovey, shovey, shovey. It's just, okay, is your structure good? Let's kind of push that a little bit. Oh, it's starting to collapse right there. Better alignment, better internal connection. And making the Tai Chi itself better, that using the push hands to do that, the corrections are so much faster. They're so much more comprehensive. And unlike where if you take somebody who's doing a form and go, relax more, oh yeah, align better, oh yeah, don't get that hump out of that hole or hump out of your back, oh yeah. Instead, when you're pushing, it's a continuous. And so every time you get it, it's like, I'm moving out again. Oh, I'm moving out because I've got that error. And so then when you correct, there's a much greater tendency, A, to have it correct continually, to keep it. And if it goes out, for you to go, it's that thing again, and to really have the reinforcement right then to fix it. So it's immediate feedback and reinforcement of how to do and what to do. One of you were going to say something to that, or okay. Internal power, stronger body, stronger mind, stronger energy and chi, and more. Stronger jin, stronger, better, faster jin. Stronger, better, faster shin as a result of this, as it accumulates and builds. And this is the way to get really strong shin. And there are other ways that one could do it, but I found this to be one of the best ways for that to really get turned on and to build and grow And it becomes something that you have going on. Also, when you're playing push hands with the fun, much easier to stay in the moment, to be in the moment and stay in the moment. And then you can begin to apply that towards other things for all the benefits that being in the now, in the moment, and the mindfulness, and you get those benefits that there's like a lot of studies and things now talking about how much and how great all of that is. And then playing the skill versus skill, whatever it is, to build higher and better skill, both people getting a lot of benefit the whole time. And that's pretty much the end that I had on that. Are there any last words that any of you want to add about any of this? We'll kind of go through the list again, starting with Harry Legg.
No, it's all great stuff. I would just say for those people that I do encounter that think you can't have seniors playing this, dead wrong. It is very easy, and they will understand very quickly why it's beneficial to them if you simply present it right and you're very careful and gentle with them, and they get it, and it's very helpful. So push hands with seniors, absolutely. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Internal push hands practice is absolutely essential to real development in Tai Chi. There is no better or faster way to get hands-on feedback of your progress. But not all push hands games and even internal push hands games are created equal. There is one internal push hands game that builds true internal skill faster and better than anything else I've ever seen. I teach the nitty-gritty of that game in an online course that is available at internalpushhands.com. In over 40 years of constant study and research, this internal push hands method has stood the test of time. The CLEARS internal push hands method is truly the secret of my success and the secret of the success of all of my top students. To learn more about the internal push hands and how to add it to your own training, go to internalpushhands.com. That's internalpushhands.com.
Greg?
I don't know. I'm not sure I have anything more to add.
Well, anything that would have to do with the best using push hands to try to get better at your Tai Chi in any facet or in any aspect, or things that you found with students or for yourself that really helped towards that path to mastery and using the internal push hands to do it.
I mean, it's the stuff that we talked about. I mean, some of it is isolating a skill and just work that, you know, through and making sure we're constraining to one or two things to do that kind of thing. But part of it is being in the presence of another person trying to find things on you provides its own benefits.
Yes.
You know, you couldn't do it without focus and without appropriate training, because you just end up with this mishmash of stuff that got a little bit better over time. But there is just something about being in front of another person with a bit of intent and a bit of training takes you a long way.
Matt?
For me, I think it is that the push hands is one piece, a really important piece, but one piece that reinforces the other pieces. And so what I get out of the push hands, you know, if I get something out of my push hands session, I go, wow, I got to work this in my Tai Chi, and I really have to experience this in my form. And I have to practice this through all these different, you know, positions and ranges of motion. And then, you know, and or maybe what I get out of it is some extra level of sensitivity or some extra understanding about the way some system works that I now want to try to incorporate into my healing work, or, you know, vice versa. Maybe I figured out, like recently, I figured out something from the healing work that I then immediately applied to my Tai Chi form and am now trying to accelerate by doing it with partners and under different kinds of pressure and having to be responsive, but still using the skills. And so it becomes really important to have those kind of different pieces and different angles to look at this stuff from if you really want to progress through the skills and to kind of graduate up to, you know, another level of ability. You really have to work in a bunch of different ways and not just the same thing over and over and over again and hope one day that some like revelation will dawn on you. You know, you really have to explore it. And so the push hands is a really great tool for exploring this stuff.
Cool. Let's see, Art.
Okay. Well, I would say again that, as I mentioned, the connection in the body, the overall connection is very important. And I've been working on that and working it from the push hands aspect and keeping the connection to work with the energy and have it flow smoothly. And also in then I take it into the working the form and just try to be aware of the energetic flow in my body and that I'm staying connected with all parts so that I can feel the energy flowing correctly and the connection is there. So it helps me as I'm moving, maintain connectedness, or if I lose the energy flow, realize what I need to do to correct it. And then that helps me also when I'm working on push hands and to stay connected and use energy better.
Cool. Let's see here, Jim.
Well, it's funny, we had a real aha moment. One of the classes, I actually divided the class into, in half and had half of the, half the folks go through the form and the other half, just apply like gentle push hands, techniques and just call a freeze once in a while when people were in, in different positions in the form, different stances. And I think it was real eye-opening to everybody how much work there is continually to do on the form, because all of us always, you have some place where you have a weakness or you're off balance a little bit. And the opposite side of it is I have a tough time, getting some of my guys to get into the push hands. But then, they saw how easy it was with the guys that were doing the push hands end of it. You didn't need any force. You didn't need, a whole lot of energy. All you need to do is find that weakness. So it worked out for both halves of the group.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. You're saying what you're saying. If I'm hearing you right, you're saying that you had people who play, people who don't. And that as a result of it, the people who didn't play saw that, wait a minute, the Tai Chi skill of the people who were playing, the internal push hands, that their skill was a lot better just in terms of the things that you really want to get out of the art.
Yeah. Even with the basic form, your form is so much better from that exposure to the push hands.
Cool. Yeah. Daniel?
Well, first I would just say that the same Tai Chi that's good for your health is the same Tai Chi that's good martially and clears internal push hands, as Sifu said before, is probably the safest, most fun, and most beneficial way to get that real internal power. If you want the health Tai Chi, you should do that. But I would give you the same advice I gave my mother. My mother on Wednesday just had heart surgery. And so I went over this morning just to check on her. And, we just had a good conversation about, the richness of life is in your health, and you really got to find a way to take care of yourself. And she was telling me about the surgery and how when she was under the anesthesia that, she's laying there. And then as it's wearing off, she's almost trapped in her own body because she can't move, but as she's starting to wake up. And, for a lot of people, especially in our culture, as we let our bodies degrade, people get trapped in their own bodies. They can't move anymore. They can't breathe anymore. They can't think anymore because of diet and cigarettes and lack of exercise and all these things. And the way the Chinese think about this is it's like depositing money in the bank for your future if you just take care of your body, because you only get one. So if you want to be healthy long-term, you need to start doing things to prepare for that. And if you want the legendary Tai Chi of health that we all hear about, really it's the same thing as doing the push hands. So they're not separate. You need them both if you're going to have one in high level. So I would just encourage you to invest in yourself, really, I guess.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Was that everybody, or did I leave anybody out? Okay, any last thoughts?
Well, I'd just like to say that I, as the new regional person, I put my name out there. You put my name out there, and I actually just this morning received a a message and was talking to someone about, he expressed his interest in running Clears Tai Chi and push hands. And just, we're going to arrange a day next week and start, I'll try to extend my knowledge to him and work with him. And, you know, hopefully he can, you know, work back with me so I'll have a mutually beneficial push hands Tai Chi setup. And I'm just sort of looking forward to that and getting some more experience with this that I felt I'd been lacking, because just about everybody I know around here just does the regular yang push hands, which of course helps with certain aspects, but it doesn't give really the full benefit of all the aspects of the Clears Tai Chi.
The internal, yeah.
Internal, right. So I'm just looking forward to that, and hopefully you'll have good things to share in the future.
Cool. Yeah. When I first came back from China with this method, you know, fully, the only people I had to work with, you know, there wasn't anybody where I was in Tampa at the time and had my schools down there. And I had my senior students down there, but I didn't have another teacher down there for it. I had to practice with my students. And I did that. And I did that to the tune of, I don't know, probably 8 to 10 hours, 12 hours a week, every week for over 6 months, continually. And then even for a couple years, still towards those kinds of hours, just doing the basics of it. And was seeing gains just every day, every week, every couple hours of play, seeing gains and more gains and more gains and more gains. And it was, and a lot of people that have the idea that in order to get the benefit, you have to push with other people who are senior to you. You just have to push with other people who are either helping you, you know, it's, I'm trying to do this thing and they're actually doing what you need in order to work that thing, or who are trying to do the method itself as best as they're able and to understand to do. And as long as it's that, and both people are working with their heart and their mind in the right place, you're going to get the benefit. And I know because I did like that. And that I know that my students, the same thing, have been getting it that way. And that the enhancements that I've got from other teachers, all, you know, I've not had a year go by where I didn't have 1, 2, 3 or more interactions, usually for days, but with senior masters somewhere along the line who added more skill sets, and then those became part of what I was working on within the push hands. And so there has been that input, but then the input was I learned from them for, let's say it was 3 days or something, then I go home and for the next 6 months I'm playing with people who didn't have that, and they're getting what I'm able to explain and tell them, and then we're playing and pushing, and yet the skill keeps coming up. And so that is for those of you at home, all you need is a willing partner who's trying to also get skill. And as long as you're really paying attention, doing what I'm telling you in the videos and when you come and get it live or get it live from one of our guys, as long as you do those things, the skill will come and it will increase and improve and get better, and all of that. And of course, if you've got it directly under guidance, with one of the senior guys or me or one of our guys here, then obviously that's helpful. At the same time, you need to play a lot where it's you and a buddy, friend, co-student, whatever it is, where you guys are just working the stuff. It can't be learn, because then you've got a bunch of things to work on, but you haven't worked on it. You got to put in the time. The good news is that time is fun and interesting and all the stuff we're talking about, as long as you're actually into it and wanting to get the skill sets. And so if you have any questions or any comments or anything you'd like to add to this, please make sure to put them in the threads below where we post this. If there's questions about this or any other things we're doing, same thing, make sure to put them in the comments. We'll make sure to get back to you and address them and all of that. You might even tag Richard Clear if it's Facebook or something, or Matt Holker or one of the other guys, and we'll make sure to come on there and talk to you. Like that. Well, thanks for watching, and we look forward to doing more with you and for you. And thank you, gentlemen. We had a couple that had to leave because they had to go off to work and whatnot. But thanks for coming and participating today, and more next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Take care, everyone.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Internal push hands practice is absolutely essential to real development in Tai Chi. There is no better or faster way to get hands-on feedback of your progress. But not all push hands games, and even internal push hands games, are created equal. There is one internal push hands game that builds true internal skill faster and better than anything else I've ever seen. I teach the nitty-gritty of that game in an online course that is available at internalpushhands.com. In over 40 years of constant study and research, this internal push hands method has stood the test of time. The CLEARS internal push hands method is truly the secret of my success and the secret of the success of all of my top students. To learn more about the internal push hands and how to add it to your own training, go to internalpushhands.com. That's internalpushhands.com.